RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Our guest Campground of the Week correspondents are Rachel Hirsch and Justin Davis. Rachel is a television producer in New York City, and Justin is a lighting designer. They work long hours, and they love to escape to quiet, rustic campgrounds for some great tent camping experiences. Welcome to the show, Rachel and Justin.
Thank you.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, and it's so wonderful to have some new, fresh voices on the show and officially our first tent campers on the show.
We're excited to be with you.
Now, you have a lot of tent camping chops, you know, behind you. So just tell me, I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball at you since it's the first time on the show. What is the sort of like wildest, most rustic place you've ever pitched a tent, Justin?
Well, apparently it was someone's backyard when we were in Hawaii. that's the wildest. I mean, but apparently someone's backyard was a national park that led out to a black sand beach. So, it was at the end of the road of Hana. So that was pretty interesting to me.
And Rachel, where's the best place you've ever tent camped?
I mean, it would probably have to be the same as Justin because Justin's a bit more rough and tough than I am. He'll like go deep woods camping with like a tent and a bottle of water and like, you know, all of his food on his back. I prefer car camping. But Hawaii was definitely, we got there super late and it was literally someone's backyard that was like registered as part of the national park. And we just got to camp there and it was amazing waking up to the sunrise over the ocean and this black sand beach.
All right. Well, a couple of weeks ago, you all got away, a quick getaway from New York City, and you headed up to the Adirondacks Mountain, and you stayed at Cranberry Lake Campground, and you guys are going to tell us all about it. You ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Just give us an idea of sort of where this campground is located, and you can situate us from where your starting point was in New York City. Like, how long did it take you to get there? What's the kind of surrounding area like?
It took us about 3 hours, and, I mean, it was just a very picturesque view ever since as soon as we got out of the city limits. I think it started probably as soon as we got out of Jersey. What was that, like the beginning of 80? You just literally just see lush mountain caps and, you know, the drive just progressively gets better from there.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. I had never actually been in the Adirondacks. And just driving through the mountains and all the cute little towns you pass through. And I think it was 3 hours if we didn't make stops. I feel like we took a lot longer because we wanted to stop to, like, wander around and see all the local there, which is amazing.
And that's part of the experience when you are traveling in the Adirondacks in New York State, those little towns and stopping at the little side, like the little antique store and, you know, all of those little curio shops along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it gave us ideas for more places we want to visit and, you know, future endeavors.
Now, this is a public campground in the New York State park system. So how, give us an idea of sort of how big it is and what the sites look like.
So according to their site, it's 173 campgrounds, which I don't think we really realized the scale until we drove in. You literally go through like a little ranger booth and like you just drive. It was enormous. Like I have never been to a campground that big. You definitely could get lost just on the physical campground because there were so many different, there was like a lake and a beach and hiking trails, and all of the sites were like nicely situated where there was trees kind of surrounding each one. So it felt quite private, in comparison to other sites I've been to where you're kind of like on display for everyone to see.
Okay. So large, but not feeling city-like, still feeling really rustic and tucked away.
Right. Definitely felt rustic and tucked away. I mean, even though the campsite, you had the real, honest perspective of camping, because I'm usually a deep woods camper. The campsites were close, but as Rachel said, you know, you felt like you were alone because everything was like boxed into these, encapsulated within the trees. And you had like, you know, a good amount of foliage around you. So it wasn't like you were on a plot with everyone to view you. So you kind of felt like you had your own private space.
Which is important for Justin, we know. he doesn't want to be viewed by anybody else at the campground. All right. Now, how did you reserve your spot? And did you have trouble since it was a holiday weekend?
We reserved online. You can just literally reserve through the campground. If you search Cranberry Lake Campground, it takes you right to the site. It was very, very easy. They have a detailed map that kind of shows the campground with like each site, and they list amenities. We were able to get a great site, and I booked it probably a week and a half before the weekend. And once we got there, it was probably like 95% capacity. There were a couple sites still open that we saw, but it was pretty busy.
Okay. Now, what did your site in particular offer? And can people bring their trailers here, or is this purely for tent campers?
We saw a bunch of RVs. I mean, our neighbors were RVers, and it was cool. They offered us other acts and stuff, but it was pretty much open for anyone. I mean, I didn't see, with Rachel, what was it? We had like maybe two or three RVs next to us. One was directly next to the bathroom, and then we had two tent campers across the road from us. But, I mean, it was fairly mixed.
Yeah, I think that was one of the cool parts about the campground is that every site could accommodate an RV. So you could, if like your friends RV'd but you tent camped, you would still be on the same site or even a site right next to them, because every single site that we saw, and according to online, can accommodate a trailer. Which was fun because we know that some people don't like tent camping as much as we do. And I know, Steph, we've all kind of discussed how it would be nice to kind of have a campground where you could do both and still be close together.
Right. And still not have your tent camper sitting there like in the middle of a big RV park. Yeah, we haven't talked about
that. Right, exactly.
So it is good to find those kinds of places. And it sounds like this is one. All right, let's talk about some of the other amenities that are available at the campground. Tell us just about what they have in terms of, you know, the beach and the lake that you kind of briefly mentioned before.
So it's like situated on this beautiful lake, Cranberry Lake. And as you come in, there's actually a designated like swimming beach and swimming area, which is really cool. You can also bring your boat. They have like a small dock. You can also like bring kayaks. A lot of the lakefront campgrounds that we didn't reserve far enough in advance, unfortunately, are amazing, and you could literally just kayak right up to it, and you have your own little private beach. They had a volleyball court. They had really nice showers and like a lot of showers. We never had to wait to shower, which was nice. And I think that's about it. Oh, the hiking trails. Oh my gosh. The hiking trails like within the actual campground were amazing.
They're beautiful. I think we did like a 7.5 and we didn't really leave the campsite. Like it was a 7.5 mile loop within the campsite itself, which was awesome. Like we didn't really have to leave. Or try to drive too far. We were trying to find a couple of good hikes, and everything that we saw was about an hour out, but off of the Cranberry Lake property, there was like a 2 mile loop that you could extend deeper into the park, which was amazing.
Now, I know you guys like to kind of disconnect when you're enjoying a camping weekend, but was there any Wi-Fi or cell service available while you were there?
There was no Wi-Fi, but it unfortunately it had great cell service.
Exactly. Okay, so you couldn't be forced into disconnection at this campground.
Correct. Right. I had my phone in airplane mode for the most part, but if I needed to reach out, it was accessible.
All right. Now, what about any insider tips for people after your trip there? What would you really recommend for people looking to visit this incredibly, you know, rustic, beautiful campground in the Adirondacks?
Stay longer. definitely stay longer. I mean, we were there for just a weekend. We were there for Memorial Day weekend. So, you know, it always feels limited. You always want to see more. You always want to do more. And the coolest part about it is, you're in Adirondack, so you're like in small towns, driving through local neighborhoods and eating local food, and that was the most amazing part for us. Like, you know, we cook while we're out there, and we always cook. We bring our cast iron skillet, and Rachel laughs at me because we always have gourmet camping because we get our fresh ingredients and we cook them as fast as we can. But the food out there was great. I mean, we stopped at a lot of small mom and pops, and I fell in love with the neighborhoods, like that area, just for the food alone.
Rachel, any insider details from you?
I mean, yes, the food was amazing, and it was delicious and fresh. But I think for the campground specifically, I think the biggest thing is to try to get a campsite off the main road. The campsite has loops, which is great. Like, there's one main road that goes through the whole thing, but you can kind of veer off, and they have these little loops. Because there are sites on the main road, but I mean, Justin and I saw it and we were like, we would never want to camp there because you have cars going by, people walking. So stay on a loop. And then, we stayed in loop 3 and it was really nice. It was right near the lake. And what's great about it is the site that you reserve on, it shows you the map. So you can kind of see where you're situated. Just stay in one of the loops, I guess, would be my advice.
Okay. Now, this is a beautiful place. We know you love it. Justin wants to stay longer, but nobody's perfect. So what is the one thing that sort of, you know, that you have as a sort of camper beware about Cranberry Lake Campground?
I think, and this is kind of like time specific, like we were there during a very busy weekend. Everyone's out there with their families and toys and friends. And so it was a little noisy. But it wasn't, I don't think that should deter people from going. I think like any campground, you're going to get some noise. But I think because we were there during such a busy time, it was a little noisier than what's probably usual for that area.
Maybe try to go during the week or during non-holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Justin and Rachel, so much for that review of the Cranberry Lake Campground. We want to just take a break for a minute and thank the sponsors of Campground of the Week. Now, if you need to, you know, recover from all this rustic camping, Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you're an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, and you can tent camp at Jellystone Parks, they have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From water zones to mini golfs to themed weekends and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. And that's what our family likes to do. We like to go to a national park campground and then follow it up with a nice trip to a resort campground to recover. And also a big thank you to Jayco. Generations of Family Fun is what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968. Today, Jayco is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories. From camping trailers to Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. All right, Rachel and Justin, you ready to tell us about all the things that you enjoyed in the area? Justin already talked about how much he loved the food, and we have a couple of those recommendations from you, right?
Oh my God, yeah. It was so delicious. I feel like we ate our way through that weekend. It was like every day was like, all right, where are we going to get a snack? Where are we going to get a breakfast sandwich? Where are we going to get food? But it was so, so delicious.
So what?
And the food was so fresh. Like, I mean, everywhere you go, there was like a fresh baker, you know, and everyone had their own specialty, which made it so special every time. And they were so kind out there. It was amazing.
All right. Do you have any specific recommendations? Give us some names.
So there's a place called Mr. Rick's Bakery. It's in Watertown, actually, but they sell to like a lot of the local general stores in Cranberry Lake. Legitimately the best cinnamon rolls I think both of us have ever had. We bought them at this little general store, and I don't think we made it back to the campground without each eating one cinnamon roll.
One and a half.
They were outstanding. And then on our way back to the city, we stopped at this kind of deli little mom and pop restaurant called Lil Noni's in Upper Tupper, and they had like the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had. It was like on this homemade roll, and they had eggs, like breakfast potatoes, and cheese all on this big roll that we just demolished on the ride home.
Carb heaven, right?
Yes, carb heaven.
Oh, my gosh. Like on another level. But, I mean, I would also recommend trying any local beer there. And the beer was flavors that we had, a couple of pilsners, a couple of pale ales. I can't remember the specific names of the actual brand. But everything local there was exciting. Like,
now, this is a lake, so would you recommend people bringing along, like, kayaks, canoes, fishing poles? Is that the kind of activity that you really want to engage in when you're in this area?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we went when it was cooler, but they have like, large canoeing trips that you could take along the lake, and I would definitely recommend it. I mean, there's so many outlooks that they have on the water that you can't see from the mountainside or on a hike. I mean, I'm sure it would be beautiful to watch the sunset on the lake as well, but we only saw pictures. We weren't able to go out on the water primarily because of the weather, but I would definitely recommend that. I mean, I'm sure we saw a couple of people with kayaks and canoes, so I'm sure that's, like, one of the things that you should do out there.
Well, it sounds to me like you want to camp, you want to hike, and you want to drive around and eat. So that is a good weekend getaway to me. I love it. Thank you guys so much for that review of Cranberry Lake Campground in the Adirondacks region in New York State. And thank you also to Progressive. Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV. And Justin and Rachel, everybody else knows you now as the 10 campers on Campground of the Week, but the rest of the world may know you as the creative forces behind Highway 1 Media. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
Yeah. So I recently started a new digital media company, and Justin is also one of the brains behind it. Like you said, Steph, we're on Instagram, Facebook as Highway 1 Media, all spelled out. Also on our website, highway1media.com. And we're really excited about it. We have some photos from that weekend up there, and we have some videos that we'll be posting, and
go check it out.
All right. And people might also want to check out what you do when you aren't doing one of your other many jobs. And that's working behind the scenes at our favorite Camp Casual, right?
Yes, yes. I'm actually drinking my coffee out of a Camp Casual mug right now.
Of course you are, because how else would you drink your coffee? So Camp Casual has a, you know, a vintage-inspired line of camping, you know, RV products. Most of our listeners already know that, but you can go over to campcasual.com and see a complete lineup of their products, which, you know, definitely have a pride of place in our RV. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show to tell us about your weekend getaway in the Adirondacks. We can't wait to have you back.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.